Governor Paula Page has a little fun every Tuesday morning.
That's right.
And he visits what I would have to say are the friendly confines of the WVOM radio program.
That's true.
He joins them every Tuesday morning because they are really the only main media outlet he cares to engage with. I'm not really certain why they're the only ones. I have my suspicions,
right?
But that's all they are, and I will keep them to myself. During his visit on yesterday's program, he was receiving kudos for, well, having received kudos,
right,
from an organization known as ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. In fact, Governor Paula Page, in accepting those accolades, took a moment to, well, describe in his own words exactly what ALEC is.
Well, I spoke to them last year. They're a group of legislators, basically, around the country who get together and discuss public policy. And they have regional meetings, and I think I was out in Arizona or somewhere. I've been to three or four this year, different places. But and they ask, you know, they talk about good public policy, economic policy. How do we work to get the state's economies, moving ahead a little bit more than the anemic 1.5% that we're facing now? And so basically, they're just a think tank and legislators who all get together to share good ideas.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time accepting that explanation. Paul, would you allow the governor to reiterate? It's cut number 109. Just a quick reiteration, a shortened version of all that gobbledygook he just threw out there.
We're the most taxed country in the world.
You looking for 108?
No, I was looking for 109.
109, okay.
We're the most taxed country in the world, and you know,
yep, that's
we hear
it. Our number system is apparently screwed up. Basically, well, you heard what the governor said and how he described ALEC. I questioned that definition, and it led me to seek out the gentleman who joins us right now via the amazing technology that is Skype. Arne Pearson is general counsel and policy advisor for the Center for Media and Democracy, the organization that's responsible for the tremendous website prwatch.org, and they are also responsible for the website alecexposed.org. Arne, good morning, and thank you for being available, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
When you hear Governor LePage provide his explanation of who ALEC is and what they're all about, does it ring true at all with you?
No. When I stop laughing, it's it's totally absurd. It's right up there with some of Trump's statements, because ALEC is a corporate lobby front group that pretends it's a charity, and it's a giant pay to play operation where corporations pay anywhere from $7,000 to $25,000 to get access to legislators, and then additional money to sit on task forces where they can push forward legislation that they want to legislators from around the country.
That's what's so scary to me about ALEC. You mentioned their tendency to push legislation. They refer to it as model policies, and they have even created the ALEC Model Policy Library. Now, it's my understanding, and I believe this has happened here in Maine, that lawmakers have attended ALEC events, conferences, either regional or national conferences, and at those national and regional conferences, they find themselves presented with so-called model legislation that is suggested as perhaps a guide or a series of suggestions for potential legislation, but in fact it's written up in a manner that it can essentially be submitted as a bill in different states' legislatures.
It's almost like Mad Libs.
Yeah, we've had a couple funny times where legislators, one in Florida comes to mind, who forgot to take the ALEC letterhead off, or the initial ALEC introductory language off of the bill she introduced. Wow. But yeah, I mean, that's what happens. They get bills handed to them, often drafted by the corporations or their lobbyists that are sitting on the task forces, and take it back to their states and introduce them either, you know, in total or in large part without disclosing where it comes from or who wrote it. And, it, you know, it's really it's a corporate bill mill. And it's and then they do, you know, they do a lot to promote and to track the passage of that legislation. That's why Center for Media and Democracy teamed up with Common Cause and has an IRS whistleblower complaint against ALEC for tax fraud. And that's pending before the IRS right now.
Well, you guys are becoming a real thorn in the side of that organization, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, hats off to you, Arne, for doing so. When Governor Paul LePage refers to ALEC as, you know, a very bipartisan organization, I think he's failing to recall the founders of ALEC. I mean, as I looked for some information about who was responsible for the creation of the American Legislative Exchange Council, I'm seeing names like Paul Weyrich and Henry Hyde. These aren't people who were known for their progressive agendas, certainly.
No, and all of their leadership positions are held by Republicans. And Lisa Nelson, who's their director, came to them from working for Gingrich. And, you know, they claim to have some Democratic members, but really they are bipartisan in name only, which I guess would be bino, kind of like they're rhino. They're an albino group.
Yeah. Yeah, they need some pigment, I would say.
They're heavily entrenched in the Republican machinery. You know, so when Pence was picked for Trump's VP spot, they gave him prime time at their annual meeting in July. And you know, you just have to look at who they lift up in their reports and who they criticize, and it's, you know, it's all praise for Republicans who have ultra conservative policies and all criticism for Democrats.
It was, as a matter of fact, if you go to ALEC's own website, I urge you to prepare yourself if you choose to do so. Right there on the home page, front and center, top of the page, is a YouTube video featuring Governor Mike Pence at the ALEC annual meeting. And he's quoted as saying, I was for ALEC before it was cool. I think he's for him, it's just so absurd. The idea that ALEC is somehow cool, I think it's only cool to the lawmakers, much like this one you mentioned down in Florida, who fail to realize what's going on, who seem to be engaged in the lawmaking process for no reason other than to serve as a conduit to whomever it is provides them with the most benefit. If somebody slides them some money, somebody gives them a nice weekend in the middle of the wintertime out in Arizona, well, yeah, hey, sure, we'll submit your bill, and who knows, maybe we'll manage to ram it through our state's legislature.
Yeah, I really think it's a scandal the way they operate. They have the task forces that in different issue areas that are the ones that come up with the model bills. And in order for something to get the model label and to be put forward, it has to be approved by both the corporate members and the legislative members of that task force. So the corporate members who are, you know, of the industries that have a direct interest in that task force essentially have veto power over anything. There's no bill that the corporations don't like can become a model. And in many cases, you know, those are bills that are drafted and presented by the corporations.
This article that led to Governor Paul LePage accepting the praise of the organization known as ALEC was a report that they've created highlighting what they refer to as the nation's best and worst state of the state addresses. I guess it was easy for them to include Governor Paul LePage because they didn't have to watch it or listen to it because, well, he never presented the damn thing. Other than as a letter to lawmakers, it's interesting. It's interesting to note the company he's keeping here on this list of best state of the state addresses. He's lumped in with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, but also Florida Governor Rick Scott, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, and of course Maine Governor Paul LePage.
I was amazed. I hadn't seen the report until yesterday, but I didn't think they'd pick him because he didn't give one. I mean, he had a hissy, fit and wouldn't give his state of the state, right? Delivered a 8-page letter blasting his opponents as socialists 13 times. I really didn't think they would go so far as to pick that one. But he has embraced, you know, one of the policies that they are pushing around the country, which is this supply side economics, get rid of the income tax, do a flat tax, cut corporate taxes, you know, all that, which has been a disaster. You look at Kansas, where they actually implemented those policies. It has just been a complete disaster, both in terms of budget deficit and the economy. But LePage has embraced that, and so I guess they will lift him up, even though he didn't give his address.
We're speaking from Arne Pearson, Centers for Media and Democracy, and we talked a little bit about Governor Paul LePage and Alec's fascination with tax cuts, much as Governor LePage has a fascination with tax cuts. Governor Paul LePage seems to have, of late, a real fascination with the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and some of his comments around taxes. As a matter of fact, it appears yesterday he was lifting verbatim comments that have been made and oft repeated by candidate Donald Trump. Paul, that is cut 109.
We're the most taxed country in the world, and you know, we hear a president and a you know, and I'll due respect to Hillary Clinton, she's saying she wants to put an exit tax and beat up on people that are going to leave the country. Smart people talk with their feet. If they're overtaxed, overregulated, they're going to leave. And we've seen this for 40 years in Maine, and I'm just trying to bring it back. That's all I'm trying to do.
I have to point out to people that the website PolitiFact.com, which is a Pulitzer Prize-winning organization, has published an article. This goes all the way back to the month of May. For the third time, their headline, for the third time, Donald Trump, the U.S. is not the highest taxed nation in the world. And they proceed to lay out very clearly and very plainly the fact that, no, the U.S. is not one of the highest taxed, is not the highest taxed nation in the world. How is it that Donald Trump and people like Governor Paul LePage continue to get away with, for lack of a better term, making these completely erroneous statements, absolutely laden with factual inaccuracies, and it seems to do nothing other than, further strengthen their hold on at least some narrow percentage of the voting population?
You know, it must be a liberating feeling to not be attached to the truth. You get to just say, no, seriously, you get to say whatever you want to say. And, you know, this seems to be a strategy, you know, by Trump and by others, that they can throw this stuff out there and get enough traction with their audience to, you know, to keep people going. You know, Alec has done a lot of this too. Like, if you look at what they do around climate change and climate denial, we've put out stuff. We're going to have another report soon. Exxon pumped $1.7 million into Alec over the last two decades to have the group promote denial of climate change and of any human factor in climate change. And so, you know, Alec has had a whole host of bills opposing any legislation to do anything about carbon, and has hosted the numerous events at their annual meetings where they have bring people in who say climate change is good for us. So, you know,
have they seen the planet Mars? Yeah. Have they seen the planet Mars? I don't think that looks like a really hospitable environment.
Yeah.
Arne, it's got to be frustrating for you as you continue to ring the bell and try to raise the awareness of exactly what Alec is and how they operate, to see them, you know, trying to exert this type of influence at the state level. I mean, we're talking about a cadre of attorneys and lobbyists who have plied their wares in D.C. for decades. They're fanning out across the country. They're engaging state-level lawmakers. And as a matter of fact, Alec has even begun another organization called ACE, right? A-C-C-E, the American City County Exchange. They're trickling all the way down to municipal level government. I mean, that's becoming especially concerning.
Yeah, it is very concerning. And it's important to point out that this ALEC and the other similar operations are heavily funded by the Koch brothers and their network of corporate donors and billionaires. But there are ALEC type organizations now in place to influence and buy access to elected officials at almost every level. There's the Republican Attorney General's Association. There's one. There's the RGA for governors. They have one for lieutenant governors now. Mm-hmm. And corporations pay money to have access. The more they pay, the more access they get.
What can we do as individuals, as constituents of that elected representation that makes its way to Augusta for the legislative session? How can we see to it that there are not people who are essentially allowing themselves to be used as a mouthpiece for this organization?
Yeah, I think over time people have become more aware of ALEC and what its game is. We've had more than 100 corporations leave ALEC, most recently Ford, Expedia, and AARP.
AARP is out now?
Yeah, AARP withdrew.
Oh, good.
About a week ago.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So I think at the state level, what people can do is demand to know where a bill comes from and who's drafted, and to demand that ALEC disclose who gets their freight paid to ALEC events, because there is a whole very secretive, what they call, scholarship system where they raise money from corporate lobbyists within the state that then pay for the airfare and hotel and meals and for a number of the legislators who go to these events, and none of that is disclosed.
And ALEC has never been terribly forthcoming when members of the media, or at least certain members of the media, arrive at one of their events. I'm thinking of a number of videos that I have seen as people have attempted to enter ALEC events at a number of different venues, and they've been rebuffed either by security from the venue or people who appear to be members of private security firms hired especially to patrol ALEC events. That's pretty creepy stuff.
That's right. I mean, they cherry pick some events and speeches, like a Pence speech or whatever, that they'll make public. But the task force meetings where they discuss legislation and policy are closed door, and they have, I mean, I think the most famous video on this was from an Atlanta TV station where they tried to go in and were forcibly removed by private security, off-duty policemen. Mm.
Yeah, it's more than a little discouraging, and it just shows that the ever-present influence of big money in our political process remains a primary concern. It certainly should be a primary concern for each and every single one of us. We appreciate the work that you continue to do by way of the Centers for Media and Democracy and the websites, prwatch.org. And also, I think it's important for people who are unfamiliar with ALEC to perhaps take a moment to visit ALEC Exposed, the website ALEC Exposed. There's a wealth of information there, and it's good to know that pressure, organized pressure being applied to some of these corporations who have been willing to try that whole pay-for-play model that ALEC seems to follow, have found themselves withdrawing because of pressure from the consumer base. That's what it boils down to, right? I mean, they need to have pressure applied from people who are actually, the source of the money that's paying these bills.
Yes, they do. And people can also go to the website and see lists of who some of the legislative members are.
Mm-hmm.
The lists are not complete because ALEC keeps them secret, and they are hard to get. but it will give people some idea. I think it'd be great for people for constituents here in Maine and elsewhere to go and hold those legislators accountable at town forums or whatever, to ask them what they're doing at ALEC and have they sponsored bills.
Excellent. Arne Pearson is general counsel for Centers for PR Watch and the Centers for Media and Democracy, policy advisor for that organization. And we certainly appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for continuing the work that you do. We're going to place a link up to the PR Watch website so people can head there themselves and begin to become educated on exactly what it is that ALEC gets up to, if they haven't already caught on. Thanks for your time this morning, Arne.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for covering the story.